From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Israeli police are searching for a gunman who opened fire inside a youth club for gay teenagers in Tel Aviv. At least two people were killed and eight wounded. A police spokesman says the gunman is believed to have used an automatic weapon. Tel Aviv has been a target for Palestinian militants in the past, but police say this attack is most likely criminal in nature. The State Department is seeking to confirm that three Americans who crossed into Iran from Iraq are in the custody of Iranian police. The Americans apparently entered Iran by accident. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The scenic mountains above the Kurdish city of Halabja have become a tourist destination for Iraqis and even the occasional Western traveler. In the north of Iraq, Kurdistan has been spared the violence suffered by the rest of the country since 2003. The rugged mountains along the Iranian border are famous for waterfalls, but they also hide smuggling routes and some Kurdish-Iranian guerrilla groups. The border is porous, and the Americans, two men and a woman, apparently hiked across without realizing, and Iranian guards arrested them. One of the three is an Arabic-speaking freelance journalist. The U.S. has no relations with Iran, but a State Department spokesman said Washington is trying to confirm information through Swiss diplomats who pass messages back and forth between Tehran and Washington. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Also in Iran today, a mass trial for more than 100 activists and protesters of June's disputed election began today. The trial comes just days before President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is set to be sworn into a second term. Reformists have denounced the trial and say defendants have no access to lawyers. Protests in Malaysia turned violent today. Police in Kuala Lumpur used tear gas and water cannon to break up thousands of protesters angry about a law that allows detention without trial for people regarded as security threats. The rally was led by supporters of the country's main opposition party. More than 400 people were arrested. New York's LaGuardia Airport is back to normal as details emerge about the man who triggered an evacuation of the airport this morning. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more on that story.
The central terminal at New York's LaGuardia Airport was evacuated early Saturday after Scott McGann allegedly entered the building with a fake bomb in his bag. Officials say McGann had been living on the streets of New York for at least a year. When stopped before checking into his flight, authorities say McGann did not respond to questions and appeared to press a trigger. A search of his bag turned up batteries and wires police thought were intended to look like a bomb. A spokesman for New York's Port Authority says a relative purchased McGann's ticket for a flight to Oakland via a connection in Chicago. LaGuardia's main terminal was shuttered for more than 3 hours on Saturday, causing delays and dozens of cancellations. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. In eastern Pakistan, violence that started Thursday flared again today as hundreds of rioting Muslims attacked Christians. Homes were looted and burned, and six Christians died. Tensions have been running high between the two communities over allegations that Christians desecrated a Quran. Roadside bombs killed three U.S. troops in southern Afghanistan today. The U.S. military says the troops were on patrol in Kandahar province at the time. Meanwhile, one French soldier was killed and two wounded in a battle with Taliban forces in a valley north of Kabul. A guilty verdict has been reached in the second of two so-called prayer death trials in central Wisconsin. Dale Newman has been convicted of reckless homicide for praying for his daughter instead of calling a doctor as she died from treatable diabetes. His wife Leilani was convicted on the same charge in her own trial in May. Glenn Moberg from Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
Newman was unrepentant, saying he was within his rights to pray and not call a doctor as his daughter lay in a coma.
And if you read the Gospels and you read the epistles, any mention that Jesus had, he never went to a doctor, ever.
Judge Vincent Howard told the jurors in closing instructions that freedom of religion is absolute when it comes to belief, but not when it comes to conduct. Newman and his wife Leilani could each get 25 years in prison. For NPR News in Wausau, Wisconsin, I'm Glenn Moberg.
No damage or injuries are reported from a minor earthquake that rattled parts of the southeast today. The quake had a magnitude of 3.2. It was centered about 55 miles east of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and was felt in northern North Carolina and Georgia. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.